Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to listen to truth. It will sustain you today. It will guide you today. It will point you to the one who cares so deeply for you. We're looking at Psalm 63 today, and I love the book of Psalms. I remember doing a study years ago that highlighted the Psalms as David wrote them in reference to what was happening in his life at that time. It changed the way I read the Psalms when I knew the context from which the psalmist was writing them from. In Psalm 63, David, who is already king, is fleeing. He's running from Absalom, his son. You can read more about that story in 1 Samuel 15 through 19. He's in the Judean wilderness hiding. This isn't the first time David has been hiding from someone who wants to destroy him. David is king. He's known as a fierce fighter, and yet is fleeing from an enemy, his son. And he writes these words, Psalm 63, 1 through 2. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. David is proclaiming who God is. God, you are my God. I'm tired, dry, weary, in a desert, but you are my God. I love the next verse, verse 2, when David proclaims, "So I gaze." I thought about that. It means to stop, stare at, think about, reflect. Amidst what the situation is, the psalmist is saying, I am stopping. I gaze on you. Well, what does he see? God's strength and God's glory. Do you feel like you're in a wilderness today? Does the situation you are in seem hopeless? Have you been hurt by someone you love? Let me encourage you today. God is still God. In your weakest, he is there, he is present. Stop. Stare at who God is. Think about his love for you. Think about his plan for your life. Think about how he is unable to fail you. It's not in his character. It's not who he is. See, God's strength is over your desert. See, God's glory is over your situation. David didn't write, "When I am weary and tired, I give up. When I am weary and tired, I look to others for answers. When I am weary and tired, I try harder." No, David said, "So I gaze on you in the sanctuary, and there I find your strength and your glory." Lord, today I pray for my friends who are in the middle of a desert. I pray that they can say with confidence that they see you, they gaze on you in the sanctuary, and there they find your strength and your glory, right in the midst of where they are today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.